You inspect the corpse under the flickering light of your lamp while the storm rages outside. The man, in his 50s, with the weathered face of a sailor, stares blankly with glassy eyes filled with terror. His throat has a gaping wound, half torn, the source of the pool of blood surrounding his head. His left forearm bears a deep laceration as if inflicted by sharp claws before the fatal blow. His attire, a worn-out jacket over a thick wool sweater and sturdy trousers, is stained with blood and seawater. In his pockets you discover a revolver with ammunition and a box of cartridges matching the rifle lying beside him. This man had clearly prepared to face a threat, fighting until his last breath against a force that overwhelmed him.